el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
How are you doing, guys?
Fine.
Lucky you. I'm tired.
How are you, Anthony?
Fine. And you, Miss Moore?
Very good and happy because we have been preparing the students all through Terabay exercises and today is our last review.
Yes, we know that they have been doing a great job and that for the test they are about to face, the results will be positive.
Welcome to week 16 review and don't stress out. If you did all the practices in the book, you will pass this test without problems.
Today's program is concentrated on reading comprehension and terms that are similar to words in Spanish.
And because of this similarity, it is very easy to get their meaning.
Like the word example, it is similar to ejemplo in Spanish. So there is no problem to understand it when we see it in a written text.
From Taraba, we have covered topics such as greetings and leave takings, personal information, introducing oneself and others, numbers, the alphabet, dictionary usage, classroom objects, working tools, singular and plural demonstratives, give and follow instructions, indications, prepositions of placement, description of objects using colors, sizes, shapes and materials, places around the community, goods and services, and buildings.
Let's do some of the exercises on week 16 matter.
Exercise A, page 253. Read the following sentences. Look at the bold-faced letters. Try to understand. Then write the Spanish word in the blank. Example, important. Spanish translation, importante.
Our country is a little country in the middle of the Western world. If you look at the globe,
we write globo, which is the Spanish translation of globe.
You can locate, write localizar, which is the Spanish translation for locate.
Now is your turn to continue with the other translations into Spanish.
Exercise B. Form words. My first letter is in that. The letter is T. So you must write a word with T, like table, time, tomatoes, etc.
Now, complete exercise B. Follow the example.
Exercise C is about signs. Write what each sign indicates in Spanish on the lines given. Examples. Picture 1. Disabled. Discapacitados. Picture 2. Food area. Área de comida.
Now, write the meaning in Spanish of the rest of the signs.
Tell someone not to do three things. Example. Don't throw the trash on the street. Now, write your own negative instructions.
Did you write the instructions? Very good. It is time to review the community buildings. Do you remember them? Those are the ones that provide different types of services.
Exercise G. Write the number in the parentheses to indicate where the goods and services are provided.
1. Need to mail a letter? Then, number 1 goes next to the post office.
2. Want to learn to read? The number 2 goes next to the school. Continue doing the matching on your own.
Do you remember the prepositions? On, in, between, behind, above, next to, over, across from, in front of, under, beside, around. Those are the ones you must use to do exercise H.
Example, the supermarket is next to the flower shop. The child is behind his mom. Use the prepositions to continue with exercise H.
Look at the text on page 257. Follow the reading and complete the exercises.
Tom is from a big city. His address is in 45 Flower Street, Heredia. He is in Limón for a week's vacation. This is his first trip to the region. He likes Limón. The colors are beautiful. The trees are green. The sea and the sky are blue. The flowers are of different colors, yellow, red, orange, and pink. The streets in Limón are white, and the sidewalks are high.
Tom is walking from the bus to the ballpark.
Excuse me, good morning.
Yes, may I help you?
Is there a hotel near here?
Let me see. Walk to the corner and then turn right.
About how many blocks?
About 5 blocks. It's on the corner of Central Street and First Avenue.
Is there a bank on the way?
There are 3 banks on this street.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Exercise K. Answer the questions. 1. Where is Tom?
Tom is in Limón, at the bus stop terminal.
Now it's your turn to answer the rest of the questions.
Exercise L. Ask the questions to match the answers given.
I'm from a big city.
Where are you from?
Now you create the other questions to match the statements.
Do you remember the words that have the same or similar meaning? This exercise reviews them.
Listen to the sample and then finish the rest of the exercise.
We have reached the ending of week 16 review. Keep on studying as hard as you have been doing. Ask your tutor for help or visit us at elmaestroencasa.com chat or practices to reinforce every one of the topics in Terrible Book. So long and have a nice day, everyone.
So long.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.